It is a thin body, an insect with a thin body, with a hard little beak and shiny wings, and it hovers around like damp places, and people say that it can eat its own weight of mosquitoes. Can you think of what I might be describing? Sometimes people say that they're a sign that snakes are close by.
I've never heard that.
Dragonfly?
Yes, I've seen pictures of dragonflies, but I didn't know its characteristics.
Have you ever heard of it connecting with snakes, people?
No.
Not at all. Do you know of any insects around here that sting?
Mosquitoes. A lively. Oh, yeah.
How about something maybe a little bigger?
Bees and hornets. Yellow jackets.
Is there any difference? Well, what about something that might build a small nest that looks like paper almost? Or build mud nest up in the
wasps.
Wasp. Is there any difference in a wasp and a hornet? Do you?
I would think there is.
How about the one that builds a nest in the ground?
What's that? I can't recall.
Yellow jacket, is that?
Yeah, yellow jackets.
How about when you're walking out in the woods and something gets on you and you don't realize that you got it till it's too late?
Chiggers. Red bug.
You might say the one that chiggers on.
I know what you meant.
You wish you hadn't gotten them anyway. How about green or brown insects that hop around in the summertime? People say they see them in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard
long legs?
Have you ever heard of called hopper grass? I don't think I really have either.
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever used a small fish for bait?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Live bait.
How about a minnow?
Minnow too.
Would you refer to it maybe as a minnow?
Yes. Minnows.
Yeah, it's just a little fish. Just a little small. What do you find maybe stretched across the corner of the room when you're dusting or it hadn't been cleaned?
Yes, spider.
Can you think of another name besides spider?
No, I can't.
Would you refer to it as a cobweb?
Yes, cobwebs and spiderwebs.
Either one, maybe you might say. What would you call the part of a tree that's underneath the ground?
The roots.
Have you ever heard of a squall vine or a star root? Any of those things that might be used for medicines or,
never.
Some kind of root you might boil for medicines. And what kind of tree did you know of it that you might tap for syrup?
Well, no, I don't think there's a sugar maple in this country. I don't know, except I've heard there was one in Bartle down in Valley Creek.
Oh, really?
But now I've never seen to know it as a sugar maple. Is that what you're talking about?